Thoughts. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today we will see what the Bible has to say about honoring our parents. First, a couple of verses from Exodus and Leviticus. In Exodus 20, we have the Ten Commandments given to Moses on Mount Sinai. The fifth commandment in verse 12 reads, "Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you." This is the first commandment with a promise. At the foot of Mount Sinai, and the tabernacle having been completed, God gives Moses instructions on how sinful people can relate to a holy God. Leviticus 19:3 says, "Each of you must respect your mother and father, and you must observe my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God." By far, the book of Proverbs has the most to say. Proverbs gives practical suggestions for daily living. Its focus is on God and how we can live in close relationship with Him. King Solomon wrote most of the book of Proverbs. When God said He would give him whatever he wanted, Solomon asked for an understanding heart. God was pleased with that request and gave him great wisdom. From the inspired word of God in Proverbs, we read, Proverbs 1:8, "Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching." Proverbs 6:20-23, "My son, keep your father's command, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Bind them always on your heart. Fasten them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will speak to you. For this command is a lamp. This teaching is a light. And correction and instruction are the way to life." What beautiful and amazing scriptures. How important to listen to and keep our Father's instructions and commands and not forsake our mother's teaching. For this command is a lamp, this teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way to life. Dear young people listening to this talk, this is the way to have an awesome life and to be able to navigate the difficulties of life. Pay attention to the following verses from Proverbs and how the word joy is continually mentioned. Proverbs 10:1, "A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son brings grief to his mother." Proverbs 15:20, "A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish man despises his mother." Proverbs 17:25, "A foolish son brings grief to his father and bitterness to the mother who bore him." Proverbs 23:15-16, "My son, if your heart is wise, then my heart will be glad indeed. My inmost being will rejoice when your lips speak what is right." Proverbs 23:22-23, "Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth and do not sell it, wisdom and instruction and insight as well. The father of a righteous child has great joy. A man who fathers a wise son rejoices in him. May your father and mother rejoice. May she who gave you birth be joyful." Proverbs 27:11, "Be wise, my son, and bring joy to my heart, that I can answer anyone who treats me with contempt." Proverbs 29:3, "A man who loves wisdom brings joy to his father, but a companion of prostitutes squanders his wealth." Obviously, wise and righteous children bring joy to their parents, and they also experience joy in their lives. To those of you who have children who have rejected you and your teaching, who have sorrow in your hearts for children that are not following Christ, here is what I recommend. Continue to love them unconditionally. Confess and ask for forgiveness if you have hurt them. Pray continually for them. Don't allow wayward children to steal the joy of living for Jesus. Trust God to deal with them. The New Testament has a couple of verses about obeying our parents. Ephesians 6, 1-3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Colossians 3:20. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Do you want to please the Lord and have His blessing on your life? We must honor, respect, and obey our parents and take care of them. 1 Timothy 5:8 says, anyone who does not provide for their relatives, and especially for their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we want to please you. Thank you for this reminder today of how important it is to honor our parents and give them joy. Strengthen us to do all that you teach us in your word. Remind us often of things we can do to care for our parents and to bring them joy. In the precious, wonderful name of Jesus.